and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Concerns remain within the Democratic Party over President Biden's ability to win re-election.
Looking past the president's repeated insistence that he's not dropping out, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she supports whatever Biden decides to do. She urges those in her party who harbor doubts about the president to keep their feelings private until this week's NATO summit wraps up. That, as George Clooney says in a New York Times op-ed, that Democrats need a new nominee. The prolific Hollywood fundraiser says every senator, member of the House, and governor he's spoken with privately agrees that Biden's presence at the top of the ticket will hurt the party.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Former Toronto Raptors star Jontay Porter has pleaded guilty to charges related to illegal betting on NBA games. They include conspiracy to commit wire fraud. In April, the NBA banned Porter from the league for life. Remnants of Beryl bringing heavy rain and the threat of tornadoes to the northeast today. Dangerous triple-digit temperatures keeping a grip on much of the country. This is ABC Veralt. 3 years after the shooting on a movie set in New Mexico that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins, opening statements began today in actor Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
The prosecution in Santa Fe, New Mexico, will try to paint Baldwin as a guy who was late to set and missed firearms training. And the little training he did do, he was distracted on his phone. And they say that negligence led to the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to the manslaughter charge and has always said this is nothing more than a tragic accident. A jury of 11 women and 5 men was quickly seated on Tuesday.
Film armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in Hutchinson's death and sentenced to 18 months in prison. 22 years after an avalanche, the body of an American climber has been recovered from a mountain in Peru. His body found by another climber after ice and snow melted. The remains will be returned to his family in California. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why!
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why!
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why!
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah!
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen.
A Milwaukee County judge says protesters aren't allowed to march within the Republican National Convention security zone.
The judge ruled late Monday that protesters have a constitutional right to march during the RNC, but not wherever or however they want. The American Civil Liberties Union sued the city last month. ACLU wanted a ruling that would allow protesters to march a different route than that designated by the city, including through the hard security perimeter. While the judge mostly thinks the security plan is reasonable, he did rule in the ACLU's favor on one point. The city cannot deny protest permits to people with criminal histories. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The UW Board of Regents approves pay raises for 8 of the system's 13 chancellors.
The biggest payday goes to UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin, who will see a 10% increase. That'll boost her base salary to around $892,000. She is then in line for a $150,000 retention bonus next year, so that'll push her paycheck to just over $1 million. Mnookin will then receive $50,000 retention bonuses in the years 2026 through 2029. Chancellors in Platteville, Green Bay, Superior, Stevens Point, Whitewater, Parkside, and Stout were also given smaller raises. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Expanded Amtrak service in Wisconsin is deemed a success.
More than 18,500 passengers rode Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago during the first full month of operations. According to preliminary figures from Amtrak, that's an average of about 300 aboard each eastbound and westbound train. Borealis is operated daily by Amtrak under contracts with Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. Trains originate from St. Paul at midday and Chicago in the late morning. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny skies and summery highs, returning to the low 80s once again. Some spotty showers and storms may fire up late this afternoon, producing some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Otherwise, patchy fog building in overnight and another sunny day on tap tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, 82 degrees.
It was another tough day in the soybeans and wheat markets, where most contracts saw double-digit losses. Corn was mixed, with old crop futures higher, new crop futures lower. Support is fading in the cattle complex. Live cattle were slightly lower with sharp losses in feeders, but the aggressive selling was centered in lean hog futures.
Live lean hog me. When you're not strong, from Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Jared Creed from JC Marketing. Directly following the news, Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, thank you very much. Davis, could you just kind of mingle with Big Apple Joe here for a second? I need to talk to the listeners.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Do you see what I have to deal with on a regular basis? Did you hear that? The guy is breaking out lean hogs me when you're not. Unbelievable. Okay,
I'll
Davis, come on back in.
I will be your friend, beloved listener. I'll help you carry on.
Well, we need a friend. We need a friend in hog trade right now. This is ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is ugly. It's ugly in beans. It is ugly. It's getting uglier in wheat. Corn is trying to hang on there, but if beans and wheat are going to the downside, it's going to be really difficult for the corn market to hang on here. But hey, we've gotten through the first half of the week. We need to keep that in mind. Let's see what happens second half.
Okay. I would rewind us. I don't know how many hours it is. Exactly 1 week ago.
Okay.
To the conversation with Todd Bubba Horwitz, who was not very happy with these markets' performance. This may be 2 weeks in a row now.
Well, you just got to flat out ask Bubba on a day like today, what are you doing with the grains? Yeah. That's what my plan is. Yep. What do you do?
And I think that's the most important question right now as we're trying to navigate all this.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care what.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you have to look at all of the risk management that you have in place.
There you
go. And that is what we are going to do with Jared Creed from JC Marketing. We've got him on the show. I'm looking forward to that conversation with Jared. Yep. All right, let's get to the markets. What do you got?
Chip, December soft red winter wheat futures opened to steady and on session highs and fell to lows late in the day. The low range close in SRW was the lowest since June 26, and today was the first time in 8 sessions that December SRW did not trade with a $6 handle. Chart watchers are targeting support in December soft red at the contract low of 565 3/4. Traders continue to watch production potential in Russia. Latest estimates seem to indicate a worst-case scenario for this year's Russian wheat crop has already been factored into U.S. wheat prices.
Yep.
December HRW wheat futures 12.5 cents lower, 583 3/4. December soft red wheat down 10.5, 585. September spring wheat closed at 611, down 6.5, Chip.
Yeah, that is a good way of looking at just exactly where do we stand in these markets. Has the market already traded that worst-case scenario out of Russia? Yeah, I don't know if it has or not, but, boy, the way that it's acting, it certainly suggests we have. Yeah.
Ethanol production in the weekend of July 5 slipped 10,000 barrels per day to an average of 1.054 million barrels per day. That's 2.1% ahead of the same week last year. Ethanol stocks were basically steady at just over 23.6 million barrels. December corn futures opened slightly lower and then fell to spike support at Monday's low of 405 3/4, then recovered to settle just above that level. Much of the price pressure is tied to this week's rains in the eastern Corn Belt, which are expected to improve yield prospects. September corn futures were 1 3/4 higher, 395 3/4. December corn down 1 1/4 cents, 407 1/4. March corn futures closed at 421, down 2 1/4 cents.
The bears keep up the pressure. Even on days when it doesn't, quote-unquote, look that bad, like yesterday, 0.75 cents higher. Today, 1¼ cents lower. Doesn't look that bad. But we're well off of Tuesday's high, and the bears just keep pounding away on corn.
Chip, USDA this morning announced the sale of 132,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans for delivery to China in the 24-25 marketing year. This was the first new crop bean sale to China. That demand did nothing to support bean prices, which have been pulled lower this week by renewed selling in soybean oil futures. Improved soil moisture in the eastern Corn Belt is also getting some blame for selling pressure in bean prices this week. Downside momentum in November bean futures is building with a series of high-range opens and low-range closes. New crop beans fell to another contract low today. August beans were 18 cents lower, all told, 11.13 1/4. September beans down 13 3/4 cents to 10.63 3/4. November beans closed at 10.67, down 13 cents on the day, Chip.
Yeah, real quick, August soybean meal down $6.10, 339.20 on the close. Mm. August bean oil down 61 points, 46.34.
Well, December cotton today was 38 points higher, 70.93. And on your livestocks, hints of a lower cash cattle market pulled some buying out of the cattle complex. August fat cattle today were a dime lower, 182.25. August feeders off a $1.37½ to 254.35. And on the snout side, August lean hog futures gapped lower and on session highs, and selling intensified on the fall through support at the June low. Today marked the first day in 8 sessions that August hogs did not trade with a $90 handle. August hogs today 372.5 lower, 84.67.5. October 245 lower, 68.32.5. Chip.
Holy smokes, when the selling ran out, or when the buying ran out in the hogs, the sellers just absolutely took over in there. Really something. All right, thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring him in. Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. How you doing, Bubba?
What's up? It's a depressing day to be a farmer.
Well, yeah, what do you do with the grains, Bubba?
I think you just got to hold on and look for higher prices later. I listen, this has been the ugliest thing I've seen, and I can't remember how long. There is no buyers that want to come in, and every time they try to come in, the sellers immediately meet them. We haven't had, I don't think, two up days in a row forever, yeah. Which is very hard to believe. It's a sad situation, I got to tell you. It's a very disturbing market structure. Has a lot to do with what's going on in this country in general. There's just a lot of things that aren't making sense and a lot of things that aren't good. And, you know, right now, again, I say this every week, the difference between what happens at retail and what happens at wholesale is so far apart. I've never seen a wider spread between those markets. And I've been in this business for over 50 years. I've been doing this. So yeah. It's a pretty sad situation right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, and we just, you got to manage the risk that's in front of you, and I don't know, we got to stay hedged up in here, don't we?
Well, I think you always have to be hedged. I think that's the most important thing. Then these times are not bad, right? You know, unfortunately, most farmers and producers like to be long because they plant, and long because they want to buy the board on top of it all, which makes it even more hard to survive, and of course, you know, these interest rates are not coming down, as you and I have talked about week after week. I know that right. Powell indicated they might come down. Yeah, but, you know, we got CPI and PPI coming out this week. There's no way these numbers are going to be negative. And if they're not negative, all that means is the cost is going higher. Okay, just maybe going higher at a slower rate, but they're still going higher.
Yep. Yeah, which is going to make it really, really difficult, if not impossible, to start lowering interest rates. All right, Bubba. Take care, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, guys. Let's be happy. We'll be right better next week.
Sounds good. Todd Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com. We got Jared Creed next.
We all know the expression, make hay while the sun shines. Well, by the look of things, the sun is starting to shine on interest rates again, which means it's a great time to team up with a lender that knows the business of farming, FBN Finance. With flexible terms and rates and pre-qualification for farmland loans up to $3 million for qualified applicants, you can trust FBN Finance to shed light on your ideas to expand your farming operation. And right now, get $500 off closing costs for farmland loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance LLC and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions may apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
Snakes. Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Joe, I just got that. That was good.
Yeah, you usually he gets them first, and I'm the one that's kind of bringing up the end on understanding these jokes. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you're with us. That is Davis Michelson. And, of course,
hey,
we've got Big Apple Joe Stackler with us as well. Okay, let's get into a conversation. It's been it's a frustrating time for farmers watching what is happening in the grain markets, and it's especially frustrating for some farmers that have had to deal with some real struggles on the production side this year to look out the window, see a crop that doesn't look very good, look at the markets and see markets that do not look good. But we got to balance that. And I think we need to talk about that today with Jared Creed from JC Marketing. Jared, it's good to talk with you again, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Not going to lie, when you emailed me about joining you, I thought, boy, nothing fun to talk about right now.
No, that's right. That's right. And but there may not be anything fun to talk about in these markets right now. That's part of the reality of it, but it's a good time to do an assessment of just what how much risk you've really got on the books. And when I was thinking about that, Jared, you're the guy that I thought of and thought, you know, we should have that conversation. But before we get too deep into that, what do you think we know? Or what do you think the market knows about the 2024 corn crop at this point? How confident is the market in what it thinks it knows about production?
Personal opinion, I don't know if the market participants really even care about the production, Chip. I mean, it's path of least resistance right now. It's a well-advertised story for what feels like a 12-month cycle now, that the U.S. farmer, and to a certain extent, the global farmer, has been undersold. That volume is hanging over our head in the marketplace. And similar to what Bubba said, I mean, again, the path of least resistance right now is short sellers are having their way with very, very little risk, in my opinion, of getting hurt in their trade. Path of least resistance, just pummeling it lower. And I mean, it sounds so condescending to say here, Chip, but the right now, manage money, they might not have a fundamental opinion about supply and demand, but what they do know is that there is a mountain of crop out there to be sold in the next 6 months that is highly likely to pay them off in their position. Right. It's that simple. We hate the funds when they're short. We love them when they're long.
Yeah.
Well, yep. Right now we're on the side that it kind of sucks to say this, but you made mention about watching in your introduction, you know, watching what's happening and doing an assessment now that process right there should be done daily, not just when things get tight. And unfortunately, and maybe a little bit opinion related here, the ship has sailed to get any type of a relief from the 2023 corn crop. And quite frankly, that ship might have already sailed for some of the better opportunities for the 2024 corn crop, leaving the North America farmer possibly betting on the come for any type of a weather hiccup in South America, maybe somewhere else in the world, or a geopolitical issue, you know, almost betting on the come for a black swan event.
Right, right.
And the assessment, I mean, Chip, the U.S. farm economy, in my opinion, it is a lot worse than what I think most people realize. Like, it's bad. And there is pressure at banks happening right now. We're being contacted about it. There are loans being called on July 10th. Ever heard of such a thing? No. First time in my career. It's tight. And it doesn't show any signs of recouping. The money that was made in a 2-year stretch yep. almost evaporated faster than the short amount of time it took to earn it,
yeah.
which is, to the farmer's defense, that's tough, right? Very, very volatile markets. Yeah, it can create fear. It can create uncertainty, but that's what also creates the higher price environments. You know, business partner Pete Meyer, buddy, he talks all the time about some of this might have started from all the alphabet soup programs that we had in a prior administration, kind of during COVID and the trade war. Everybody wanted their share of the money flow. Seed yeah. companies, chemical companies, yep, equipment, yep. land rent, so on and so on. And it just drove things to a point that got exasperated by a big price move. And we're not going to see those expenses come back. I mean, it's just right. in our, you know, we do extensive financial analysis, and we don't have, I mean, out of 60 some different farms we work with throughout the U.S., I don't think anybody in the heart of the Corn Belt is looking at an overall cost of production on corn for this year of less than $1,000 an acre. And quite frankly, a lot of it's closer to $1,100 to $1,200.
Right.
So that assessment right. that you're doing and the view of it, it's not only about what do I need to do today, but it's also keeping an eye on 2025 already. Yeah. And maybe yep. the most important thing that, you know, a friendly disagreement of what Bubba said in the intro of, you know, hold on, wait for a better day. I vehemently disagree that right now with where interest rates are, the farm needs to be liquid. There are tools to go maintain a position in the marketplace if you so choose. But first and foremost, you need to be liquid because there's going to be some incredibly disheartening, tough conversations happen at the bank in the next 3, 4, 5 months.
Okay. All right. Let's go back. Low risk of the funds getting hurt right now. Why? Is it because if the market does start to turn, it's going to be a slow turn instead of a quick turn back to the upside? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. I mean, okay. if we got 3-4 billion bushel of old crop yet to sell, yeah. that's let alone new crop selling pressure, it's not going to be a tough trade to get out of the big short position that managed money is in.
Right. Okay. You mentioned the funds are short. Nobody likes the funds right now. But it's not just the funds. It's that farmer long. It's the commercial long in the market that is kind of a cap every time we try to get a rally, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just the farmer long, the natural seller in the market. I shouldn't say natural seller. They're the natural long in the market, but their yep. job is to get even. So short hedges. If you're sitting on a sideline as a speculator and you're short, you're not going to have to see the market move all that much higher to see the farmer start executing in size.
Right. Okay.
Easy offset.
Yeah. Boy, what you said about 2 years of good revenue, of good profits being evaporated in a short period of time, in many cases, I think that's absolutely right. There are some that somehow, some way are holding on to that working capital, Jared. What are they doing that has allowed them to hold on to a greater percentage of what has been earned over the last 2 years?
Proactiveness. I mean, markets definitely provided some great opportunities in the last 2 years that extended farm profitability, quite frankly, for many, all the way into 2025. But, you know, you think about an average Fortune 500 business. You know, they're making business decisions of what their business needs to do to succeed, not a wait and see approach, not a I'll grow it, I'll spend all the money to grow it, and what are you going to pay me after I grow it? Versus knowing that there's going to be money spent every year to grow a crop, and I'm going to have to offset it at some point in time. Why does the time matter? It doesn't matter. It's I hate to say that price matters. What it is just a conversion margin. I know I'm going to spend X amount of dollars. I know I can generate X amount of dollars. And I have the backstop of a federally subsidized crop insurance program to safely do it. It's a middle school algebra equation. And it has to be kept that simple on stripping the emotions out. Our goal going into this summer and out of loan renewals this last winter was to see producers have a full crop in the field at this time of year with no operating balance.
Yeah.
And for the most part, most individuals have been able to accomplish that. And with that, that obviously means working capital has climbed. And it also means that equity has climbed. And that's right. The issue now. There's not a lot of equity left to go borrow against if things are going to continue on this path for another year
right.
or two.
Okay. All right. We are in the middle of a conversation with Jared Creed, JC Marketing. Jared said what I want to talk about next. Should be doing risk assessment each and every day. What does that look like? What is the process of doing that assessment? We'll get it from Jared next.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. For December, HRW wheat futures were 12 and a half cents lower at 583 and three quarters. December SRW wheat dropped 10 and one half cents to 585. September corn futures 1¾ cents higher, 395 and three quarters. December corn down 1¼ cents to 407 and a quarter. August soybeans 18 cents lower at 1113 and one quarter. Novi beans closed at 1067. That's down 13 on the day. December cotton was 38 points higher at 70.93. On your livestock's August fat cattle, a dime lower, 182.25. August feeders off a buck 37 and a half to 254.35. And August lean hog futures today, 372 and one half lower at 84.67. Get more market news every market day. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Farm First Dairy Cooperative wants to recognize our hardworking dairy farm families. The hours are long and the job is tough. That's why Farm First Dairy Cooperative is driven to help farmers with milk marketing, advocate for policy change, train young farm leaders, and is one of the only cooperatives to offer milk loss disaster benefits to members. Thank you, dairy farm families, for all of your hard work. Visit farmfirstdairycooperative.com to learn more about how Farm First puts farm families first.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside who really did all the work. Let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny skies and summery highs, returning to the low 80s once again. Some spotty showers and storms may fire up late this afternoon, producing some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Otherwise, patchy fog building in overnight and another sunny day on tap tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, 82 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The world is your oyster. We've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We are in the middle of a conversation with Jared Crete, JC Marketing. And we are talking about risk assessment, risk management, what has created the risk, and how much risk is left. And that was the original question that I had for Jared this morning when we were exchanging some emails. Just how much risk do you think we still face in corn and soybeans? What, how do we figure it out?
Well, price opinion is one thing, but cold hard truth is going to be backing around your crop insurance, especially associated with any bushels that are not sold. I think it's unfortunate that I want to back up what we're talking about in the first segment just real quick.
Yeah.
When prices are really, really good, consolidation slowed down a lot. And all of a sudden now we're going to start seeing consolidation come back around. And what that means is it's a sign that not everybody's in this boat. But there's an old adage in the grain industry, you know, an 80-20 rule, 80% of the production coming from the top 20% growers.
Right.
And truth be told that, you know, I'm going to go on a limb and say that that top 20% grower, more often than not, in environments that we have seen in the last couple of years, they might almost be forced to be more proactive than the balance of the producers. And they might have been the ones that come out looking the best in all this, just because of the need being forced to run their operation like a business. So you get back to what risk is left. Well, here's the ugly truth, Chip. If you're carrying an 85% insurance crop insurance policy on corn, you don't have any price protection until $3.96 basis to December board if you're carrying an 85% policy. It's okay. Not $4.66. It's not $11.55 on the soybeans. The adage of I don't need to sell the crop because the market is lower than the insurance price cannot be farther from the truth. Absent of individuals that have a crop disaster on their hands. Feel for those individuals. Don't get me wrong, but the other 99% of the acres in the U.S., maybe 95%, whatever, that don't have those issues, you got to realize that your risk in corn on even the Cadillac 85% insurance policy is still another dime lower. If you grow higher than your APH, that price support even moves lower. And it's sickening on a soybean side. You're carrying 80% insurance policy. You have no downside coverage from your insurance for another $1.50.
Yeah.
So the reality of the liability that a producer should see on their schedule of insurance that should be hitting their desks right now, that's the worst case. And if some of that grain that you're going to produce is marketed, then your worst case is a little bit higher. And it kind of comes down to do an assessment with maybe it's with your accountant and your banker or both of them. But I'm a firm believer that, you know, it's going to be a lot easier long term to address any type of brewing issues right now rather than later. And it might, you know, it might not get ugly this winter. But if things don't turn around, I mean, we're not seeing a massive setback in cost of production. That's for sure.
Right.
It's just not happening. It still might happen. But I don't think you're going to go out and see the U.S. cost of production on corn and soybeans drop by 20 or 25%. That just seems not right. Feasible. So the conversation just needs to happen with the trusted individuals who are important to your operation. And for most, that's dealing with the accountant and the banker and making sure that the reality, the forecast is known today. And again, there's a big, big difference between what an operation needs and what they want. And the needs are probably getting pretty darn important at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So to answer your question in simple terms, there's a lot more risk, Chip. There's a lot more financial risk. You can get bailed out with big, big yields, but we're nowhere near a point where a producer doesn't have any more risk.
Yep. Yep. I got you. So here we are at this point. We're looking at 2024. You hinted that we might be out of time to what might we be out of time for on 24 crop? Seems like there's still plenty of time. Well, you know, the calendar says there's plenty of time, but maybe price doesn't say that there's a lot of time out there for us to initiate a strategy. What do you want guys to do?
Well, go back to that liquid comment. Use the tools that are in the marketplace if you really want to have a seat at the table for a longer period of time. Don't just ignore them. You know, the ideas of options never work, hedges never work, right? I can't forward contract. Crop insurance doesn't do this, doesn't do that. It's hocus pocus. You got to use the tools that everybody has access to and get the grain turned into cash. It is sickening that I think you and I might have spoke about this several months ago of just the cost of carrying grain right now. Mm-hmm. If an individual is carrying an operating note at the bank, and if they're paying commercial storage, it's even worse, but you still got to charge yourself something for keeping grain on the farm. You've probably, since the beginning of the year, eclipsed well over $1.25 on storage and interest cost on soybeans since January 1, and well over 50 cents in corn. And that's before considering what the price movement has done as well. So back in January, the market was basically not inverted such as it was last year, but net of interest in storage, it was definitely inverted. And that was almost the deal. The general market, the macro market, is telling the producer what they what they need to do, not what they want to do, but what they need to do.
Right.
And we just have to make sure that, maybe most important out of anything, don't let yourself dig a deeper hole if you're already in a hole.
Okay.
And if you're not in a hole, keep up the good work, keep the assessments going, and keep doing what you know the farm needs. And it might be on slimmer margins here for the next couple of years, but what's important there is to maintain the working capital, build the equity, and just maybe there might be opportunities that come around that you get rewarded for your due diligence in the meanwhile.
Yeah. Yep. Good. Okay. So let's switch gears here, Jared. The funds have been on the short side of this corn market and building it up for quite some time. I'm not sure that at this point, I'm not sure what it will take to get the funds to change their attitude. What are your thoughts?
I don't know what that catalyst is going to be, Chip. And again, you know, not directed at you here. Quite frankly, I just don't know if I care anymore. It's not a big deal. Yeah, they're short. But it's not like we're sitting on a possible record fund short position and pipeline supplies in the corn and soybean market. We're not going to be able to export our way out of this mess. We're not going to be able to domestically crush our way out of this mess. What we're going to need is the old school low prices cure low prices. The expectation in 2025 is that we better start seeing a reduction in global production. And if we don't, it's just going to make it that much of a tougher hill to climb, unless the probably unlikely situation is we see cost of production come down. So with all that said, I don't care about the funds. If we had a much tighter supply, yeah, you'd have the possibility of a knee jerk shift in the other direction. Mm-hmm. I just don't see that happening. And maybe preface that too. Okay, corn rallies 5 or 10%, 30-40 cent bounce. Funds could be flat. We could cover that entire short position and not rally the corn market 30 or 40 cents. Maybe you can get a buck in the soybean side. If everything took off on a run. And of course, Mother Nature can still win out. Can we get warm in the last half of July and August and dry? Sure. Personal opinion, I think that range on corn today is somewhere between 170 and 190. I think the range on the soybean side is probably 45 to 55. But that bottom end in corn especially is probably walking up every single day for the next couple weeks. And that removes any type of production story. So you're going to be dependent on somebody else in the world to have a production issue. And good luck with that.
Wow. Okay. I'll narrow in the range. I'll call it the market is trading a 15.25 billion bushel corn crop. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. What if it's 15 billion? Is that enough to make a difference?
No.
Okay. No. 750.
No, maybe in a year, but not right now.
Okay.
I mean, Chip, it's the most undersold the U.S. farmer on a new crop has ever been, and we were talking about this last year.
Yeah.
It's a record unsold and a record managed money short. That is a recipe for a disaster.
Most on farm since 1988, no. I believe.
Oh, yeah, and then you got that issue as well.
Yeah.
Let alone old crop and new crop combined. It just... reality versus perception versus reality. Perception of a crop issue coming our way can definitely create maybe a little bit of volatility, some excitement. But the reality is we probably don't want to look at that reality. Just the balance sheets are going to take a long time to entice any long action from the funds, that's for sure.
Jared, these are always interesting and necessary conversations when we have you on here, buddy. I appreciate the time. Thanks. We'll talk with you again.
Appreciate it, Chip.
All right. Jared Creed, JC Marketing. Davis and I will be right back.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, And it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. So pleased you've decided to join us this afternoon. I am your pal, Davis Michelson, and Chip Flory joins us as well. I don't want to belabor this, Chip. We started a discussion yesterday, and I've been made aware of some recent breaking news. If anything, I'm going to call it a sign of the times, Chip. This according to MetalAddicts.com.
Oh.
A recent poll conducted by UK-based guitar retailer Guitar, Taylor Swift ranked as the eighth best guitarist of the past two decades.
What?
Let that sink in.
Of the last 20 years?
Of the last 20
doesn't
years.
Doesn't she pick a chord? I'm not saying anything against Taylor, but doesn't she just pick a chord and strum?
The reasoning, and I did kind of dig into this a little bit because I was like, what? You know?
Yeah.
They're saying that she has used the guitar as her basis of songwriting, and based on the popularity and success of those songs that she's written using a guitar, they're giving her. Here's some of the other ones.
No denying that.
She definitely sells a whole bunch of records. Can't short her on that.
Holy smokes.
And Travis Kelce can't be wrong, you know? Number one is John Frusciante from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Maybe. Okay.
Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys. Who? There's John Mayer at number three.
Seriously.
Somebody else, you got a dude from Radiohead, the dude from Foo Fighters, another Radiohead guy in seventh place, and then you've got Taylor Swift.
Is there
she beat out Keith Urban and Brad Paisley. And her. Her is at 17. Ed Sheeran's 19.
Yeah, and Ed hasn't done anything with the guitar to write some great songs, has he?
No.
Nobody from Nickelback?
You know, Nickelback didn't make the list. really? We got the new guy from Motley Crue. Have you heard the new Motley Crue? Don't care for it. Queens of the Stone Age is there.
Okay. All right.
So
I do love guitar.
I get what they're saying, but I want some crazy chicken picking country music playing fiend, you know? I want Eddie Van Halen. I want Stevie Ray Vaughan. I want the great masters to show us how it's done, and we haven't had one for the last 20 years. I'll stand on that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What else you got?
What else have I got? Let's see. Bubba's no happier this week than he was last week with the market setup. Disturbing market structure currently,
yeah,
is what he said. Disturbing right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't even know what to add to that.
I don't either.
Bubba wants to be long the grains in a big way,
yeah,
but he knows the danger involved as a speculator getting onto the long side of the market. And, you know, I'm thinking he's not long. He's out, which is one of the three legitimate positions for him.
Right.
You know, you can be long, you can be short, and you can be out. And out is probably the safe position for him right now. Doesn't want to be short along with the crowd, but is still looking for opportunities to get onto the long side of the market.
You and Jared Creed from JC Marketing kind of wound up on record or near record on farm stocks. Ton of on farm stocks, coupled with a humongous persistent short. That's a super bad setup. Can you flesh that out? We don't want to go too deep.
Here's the thing. There are some mixed signals or confusing signals that are coming from the market. July corn was trading at a 10-cent discount to September corn on June 28th when the grain stocks report was released, which makes sense. Okay? The front month contract should be worth less when we've got all those stocks, because you don't have to bid up to get them. The market, the bushel should be coming to the market. So it made sense when July SEP was bear spread with the July under the SEP. But here we are, however many trading days later, and we've got July corn. I know it's in the delivery period, and that can mess with things, but you can still take some messages from it. You've got the July contract at 403 and a quarter and the SEP at 395 and three quarters. So, you know, it's 7 cent, roughly 7 to 8 cent, premium that the July is holding to the SEP. So that spread has moved like 17 cents, 18 cents since the grain stocks report. And it's moved in a direction that would suggest that stocks are a whole lot tighter than what has been indicated by what everybody says and confirmed by USDA stocks numbers, that so much corn is still held in farmers' hands. Not only that, but every now and then you see these basis pushes out in the countryside where basis will push as end users try to bring some grain in. This gets back, I think, to those that have grain. The reason they haven't sold the grain is maybe because they've done a better job of holding on to revenue that was generated over the past couple of years, and they don't have to sell the grain. But those that have had to sell the grain and have to sell grain right now to cover some expenses, maybe they didn't build up the stockpile that others did. And it's a confusing market structure to me right now, is the bottom line, based on what I'm seeing. It is telling me every day I'm getting two different messages. National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook. Nope, hasn't updated. I was about to give you something that hasn't updated, and I'm not going to do that.
Well,
we've got a big show tomorrow morning. We got a big show tomorrow morning. We've got Congressman Randy Feenster from Iowa, crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonier, and then we've got Iowa State Extension plant pathologist Allison Robertson on to talk about tar spot. Tomorrow afternoon, We got Matt Bennett, agmarket.net, right here on AgriTalk.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.